Hi, I'm Morgan, a recovered compulsive overeater.
Hi, Morgan.
I'm thrilled to be here tonight. Thank you for having me. Very grateful to have this opportunity to share, and especially grateful to be sharing about step three. And I'm going to share a little bit about step three. I'm going to share sort of my experience, strength, and hope around step three and many of the other steps. But for me, the sort of at the core of my little talk is step three. Somehow I was misunderstanding step three. Not that I now have perfect understanding, but how I was misunderstanding it and how that was sort of blocking my recovery for a long, long time, along with a number of other things. A couple quick caveats. One, I'm very grateful to be here. I'm especially grateful that we're blessed that OA allows and actively encourages AA material as part of our approved material. And fundamentally, everything I'm about to say is just my experience, strength, and hope. This is very much my highly opinionated take on all of this. And it's me. This is what's working for me now. Take what you want, leave the rest. I also will mention, I will highly likely mention specific foods during this talk, and there is the potential for profanity. I may at some point use profanity during this talk, so just be aware of that. If you're listening, you have the option to skip ahead. If you're in the room, you have the option to step out. Okay. The big book. Step three. I'm gonna step up here. Step three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. I got really hung up for a number of years in these rooms on the God as we understood him thing. And I would, you know, think, oh, I've got to really do a lot of work and, you know, blessings to people who do. But it really threw me for a loop, this fear that I've got to do a lot of work to define my higher power. Right? That was sort of a block to me because I was kind of resistant about doing anything that felt like a lot of work. Even more important was the phrase, made a decision, this fourth, fifth, and sixth word, however many that is, where it says, to turn our will and our lives, right? To turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Forget the as we understood him, right? Set that aside. This concept of turning our will and our lives, well, that freaked me out for a long time. And I would come to meetings and I would sit in these rooms and plenty of other rooms and I would read this or hear it come up and I would never work the steps. I would never reach out to a sponsor or someone who could take me through the steps and say, hey, I think I'm ready to work these steps because I was hung up on three, right? Like I would look at step three and I'd be like, well, turn my will and my life over. If I could do that, I wouldn't be binging on cupcakes. I wouldn't be sitting in the parking lot inside my car with a box of Pop-Tarts before the meeting, just waiting to get into the meeting so I could stop binging to go back and stop in the drive-thru on the way home, right? If I could successfully turn my will and my life over, I would be done. Like, I would be recovered. That'd be awesome. So the fact that I seem to have to do that and get to that place, and then I had all these like nine or however many other steps following that that were supposed to do like some additional good to sort of shore that up, that just seemed like, you know, graduate school times seven. And who wants to put themselves through like all this work and, you know, journaling and, you know, collages and I just couldn't even imagine doing that. And so for me, the fundamental misunderstanding was that I was missing out on these first three words, right? I was missing out on these first three words, made a decision, right? That steps one, two, and three fundamentally is, hey, you admit you're powerless over food, your life will become unmanageable. I can do that right now, right? That's pretty quick. Came to believe a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. As soon as I identify a power greater than myself, doesn't matter what it is, and believe that it possibly could restore us to sanity, and if I've got that belief from talking to some other recovered people and getting a sense of like, oh, they're in a different place, that was enough for me to spark this little thread of belief that something, because I talked to some other people who were sane, they were like on the other side, right? If they could be restored to sanity, maybe there was this thread that I could be too. So boom, 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 steps 1, 2, and then if 3 is simply make a decision, then it followed to me, and the realization I've had is that turning our will and our lives over to the care of God is simply the decision to do the rest of the steps, right? That if I made a decision, that's simply me making the decision of like, hey, I can go ahead and do the rest of these steps now. In fact, the big book, the bottom of page 63, after it talks about we were now at step 3, many of us said to our maker, blah, 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 the whole wonderful third step prayer. Thank you. That's the first 5.
That's the first one.
Beautiful. All this beautiful stuff, relieve me of the bondage of self, that's all great. Very seldom in the big book do you hear this word, but at the bottom of page 33, it says the word next, right? It doesn't say next month or next week or next year you move on and commence and launch a course of vigorous action. The word is next. It implied to me, oh, I've done step 3. I am ready to now immediately launch vigorously into doing the rest of the steps and aggressively work them, assertively work them. So that for me was a huge revelation. Okay, other quick key things. So my misunderstanding of step 3 certainly kept me away from doing the rest of the steps. I got sort of overwhelmed by all the books and the stuff, and I'm just sort of that guy. Like, I get easily overwhelmed by the sense of, oh, there's this huge amount of work ahead of me. And all the tools are great, love the tools. And I would hear people talk in meetings about, you know, it's the steps, the tools are great, but, you know, the power's in the steps. And I'd be like, oh, yeah. But I never really got it, right? I never really sunk home for me until I realized that I needed to find recovery for me that felt like what I experienced when I would occasionally, I had a wonderful fellow in OA recommend to me, he's like, Morgan, you're not an alcoholic, but you might just get some value out of going to an AA meeting. There are plenty of open AA meetings. You might consider it. Just pop in if you're looking for sort of a different vibe. And I did that. I went to several different AA meetings, and I had this profound experience of people laughing and rejoicing. And there was so much, not that I don't love these rooms, but there was a different feel for me. It just struck me in a different way. And I was like, oh, this sense of joy and gratitude is very palpable, and I could really feel it. I had a real sense of some of the people in those rooms, not all of them, but some of the people and some of the people in these rooms being on the sort of the other side of the looking glass, as it were, like looking, you know, being in a very different place than I was. And I thought, okay, I want to know more about this. So I found an online OA resource that's a big book step study, that's a website. It's been very helpful to me, and I found through that website someone who agreed to take me through the steps literally as if I was an alcoholic. And for me, my experience, only just my experience, for me, that's what saved the day. Love the fact that OA has all these rich resources and tools, but for me, what worked was getting with a sponsor who would take me through the steps quickly. And when I say quickly, I mean quickly. All right, let me just jump up here one more time. Okay, so first 3 steps, like 1 or 2 days, right? Step 4, moral inventory, that took a bit more time, 2-3 weeks, right? Step 4, 2-3 weeks, done. When I met with the person who was taking me through the steps, When I said I'm ready to start step four, he said, okay, let's set a date 2 or 3 weeks from now when you're going to do your step five. Right? We made an appointment. And I was on the under the gun to get that done. And it didn't have to be perfect. Someone told me once in an OA meeting, God is not going to put your fifth step on his refrigerator. So steps four and five, 2 or 3 weeks, done. Let's see, step four, yep. Step five, done. And then six, seven, 10 minutes. Humbly asking to remove our shortcomings, make a list of all the persons we had harmed. Well, it was largely already there, right? Pretty much done. Became willing to make amends to them all. Took me about another week. I did all my amends. Step nine, got it out there. Step 10, 11, 12. I now, on a daily basis, continue to take personal inventory, and when I'm wrong, promptly admit it. I don't have a sponsor. I have a group of recovered fellows in OA that I reach out to and do 10th and 11th, do 10-step work with on a daily basis. I'm actively sponsoring now, but thank you, five left. I'm actively sponsoring now, but when I do, I just sponsor the way I was sponsored, meaning I take people through the first 164 pages of the big book, which to me is the instruction manual. Everything else is stories. I literally never read the rest of it. The first 164 worked for me. And I take people through now quickly. And I've come to believe for me that the tools, committing food, the weighing, measuring, whatever I needed as a tool is great and powerful, but the person I was working with who took me through the steps in this way told me to think of them as simply additional support while I've got my head underwater during this intense period of actively working steps 4 through 9. That they're fundamentally designed to shore me up and provide the support and resources I need to not go off the deep end, because it's very uncomfortable to be underwater while you're doing the painful work of 4 through 9. And when you come out, for me, my experience, the relief was palpable. So that's the good news that I have to share. I now have a daily practice, as I've mentioned. I will continue to rework these steps the rest of my life. Not because I'm having slips, not because I'm, relapsing. I truly feel like I've recovered as a compulsive overeater. I'm not cured, but much like an alcoholic who says they've recovered and still identifies as an alcoholic, I will continue to work these steps because self-will, I found, will continue to creep back into my life if I don't. And so for me, that's keeping myself in a fit spiritual condition with step 11, and coming and speaking at meetings like this is part of what I'm doing for my 12-step work. Let's see. Do I have like 20 seconds left?
No, you've got like 2 minutes.
Oh, nice. Thank you. Delightful. So let's see. The OA website that I love, that was such a rich resource for me and continues to be so, is avisionforyou.info. Which is spelled a vision, the number 4, YOU.info. Bunch of recorded speakers there under the special edition section of that website. It's a wonderful group of OA fellows. And this other concept, last few seconds, somebody came to me early in this work I was doing and said, Morgan, have you ever heard the term dry drunk? And I said, yeah, sort of. They say, in AA, that's how they refer to someone who's put the plug in the jug but hasn't done the work to get recovered. And they're essentially white-knuckling it, right? And they're either doing the work and getting recovered, or they're just white-knuckling it and going to meetings and getting support while they continue to white-knuckle it. And I feel like that's what I was doing my entire life of dieting and going to Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig or support groups for other kinds of diets. I felt like I was white-knuckling it, getting a lot of support while I did my diet, but I never did the work I needed to do intensively while my head was underwater for a short period of time to come out of the other side to this beautiful, beautiful place of release.
that I am speaking of. And let's see. So yeah, that's what kept me away. The big book is what brought me back, and I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you.